Now, I'm joined in the studio by Norman Hornigold, Sales and Marketing Director from SEHBAC.
Correct.
Yes.
Nobody ever gets that right, Michelle, so no. Well done.
That is for me. People out there will be cheering because I always get names wrong.
I cheered inside.
Thank you. Now, Norman, you're here to talk about a giveaway.
Correct.
But before we talk about that, SEHBAC, tell us about the company and the work they do.
Okay. We've been trading now for next year will be 50 years, and we sell a vast range of home improvements, ranging from replacement windows, entrance doors, conservatories as they used to be known, but they're very much like glazed extensions now. We operate predominantly throughout the southeast, and we've got a total of 15 outlets, the most recent being the one at Alton Garden Centre, not a million miles from Phoenix FM, which we opened 4 weeks ago. And what we really like about our show sites is from a customer point of view, they get to actually see, feel, touch the products in situ. So if you like, they can see what they're going to get before they actually purchase it. We've got, as I said, a network of 15 outlets, which I have sales staff covering throughout there. So I'm responsible for the sales that are produced from those sites. And what we pride ourselves on is the sales experience from a customer perspective, because I think a lot of people think of the old double glazing age and think they're going to get a high pressure salesman that's going to spend hours in their property, and we actually operate in the opposite way. Most of the sales experience is done from the show site, so customers can stay as long or as short as they wish. We get fantastic feedback about the way that side of the business operates.
Talking about Trustpilot, but it is one of those things, when we go online and you type in a company name, if it doesn't come up with a good rating, most of the time now, you don't bother. And your rating is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's amongst the highest in the sector. And again, that's reflective. I can't take all the credit for that, because although that is to do with the sales, quite honestly, when you read the reviews, what the customer remembers most is the installation experience.
Yep.
So we have to make sure that right the way through that customer journey through to the end, that we're providing the right kind of service, and the installers are conducting themselves in the right way, and more importantly, respecting the property and making sure that we give them the installation standards that they've come to expect.
Now, I must say the words bifolding or bifold doors, because I know loads of people have had extensions done recently, and you have these doors, and it doesn't matter. We've got a couple of sunny days, but it's bringing the garden into the house, and loads of people, rather than moving, they're having extensions in this pond as a feature. When did this trend sort of come in for bifold doors?
Well, first of all, I'm definitely getting you on my marketing team, because you've done a better job than any of that. And I can go off air now, I've done the job. You're welcome aboard any time. That you've summed it up pretty well. It does, in fact, bring the garden into the home, because by the sound of the word, the bifolding side of it, as opposed to the older type inline patio doors, you only get 50% of the walkway accessible.
Yep.
A bifold door works on a concertina effect, if you like, so the whole thing folds right the way back, giving you full access and view to the outside. So it's hugely popular, particularly when we're doing the extensions that I mentioned earlier. It's very much a lifestyle thing. You pick up any of the Homes and Gardens magazines or that kind of thing now, and that's what's being shown.
And it's also a thing, if you can't really afford to move, if you can get the extension and put those at those type of doors, it makes such a huge difference. There's people that are in, you know, your three-bedroom terraced house, you walk in and you go, wow. Because you've got the island bit of kitchen island, and then you've got all the
Well, again, again, Michelle, you've nailed it from a marketing perspective, because if you look at our latest marketing campaign, it's around that don't move, improve.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people now, because of, dare I say, the Brexit word, have kind of been, their confidence has been a little bit dashed about moving property.
Yeah.
So we're finding more and more people now are in fact staying and saying, you know what, we'll invest the money it would have cost us to move a house in our own property, and we're the beneficiaries of that. Mm. We're seeing a lot of people invest in their homes right now.
I've got one friend who sometimes works from home, and he sends me a picture, and I said, I don't want to see it again. That doesn't sound right, by the way.
No,
he sends me a picture
at any level.
At any level, but he sends me a picture of him sat there at the island working, looking out onto his garden, the deck, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Making
up.
You envious.
You're making me envious.
Glass of wine, no doubt.
That's
as well.
It. Yeah, always a nice glass of red. I should have added what the picture was, actually, before frightening everybody like that.
Yeah, it did worry me a little bit, but I'm glad, glad you explained it.
You've won rather a lot of awards, not just the one.
Numerous over the years, we were the G Awards Installer of the Year. We also won a marketing campaign award with them. We've won an NHIC awards, and I know today we're not here predominantly to talk about that, but it's just further testament, because these awards are all independently won. You know, we don't judge them. They're done by a group of experts, and we're proud of the awards we've won, particularly most recently. I know that's leading up now to the giveaway that you want me to perhaps mention.
Yep, definitely. We do want to talk about the giveaway. So tell us, when did this actually come in? Because you've done this since 2017.
Yeah, we started it, as you say, in 2017. That was more of a community giveaway, where we're trying to give something back to the community. So 2 years ago, the winners, we looked at several possible recipients of the giveaway, and we decided on Westcliff Theatre, a local theatre down there, which covers an awful lot of support for local people with drama, music and that kind of thing. Quite a big theatre, but the windows were in terrible condition, leaking, drafty. So we replaced all the windows there. Last year, it was Rain Village Hall. They had a major problem with a front door combination that they had security-wise. And again, from an insulation point of view, and it was quite complex. But several people had looked at it and couldn't get near it. But because of our, if you look at the background of our business, we are very much a building company. We're part of One Group Construction, which is £130 million turnover group. So we've got a lot of expertise on the building side. So a project like that doesn't faze us. So we did that last year. This year we decided to do it slightly different, and we're aiming more at homeowners. So somebody who's perhaps knows somebody who's quite needy that needs, perhaps they've fallen on hard times, have been unwell or something like that. So we're looking at a homeowner that we can do something for them. And we've put that out there. We've had several applicants, and come the end of the month, we'll be making a decision as to who we're going to pick as the lucky winner.
Can people still enter this at the moment?
They can. Through to the end of July. You can apply online. It's on our websites, and it will guide you through exactly. We just need a bit of information regarding the applicant, and we'll look at each one on its merits and pay a visit where need be and make a decision from there.
Criteria is anywhere in Essex? Is that
anywhere in Essex, correct.
So it's a homeowner, might have fallen on hard times, you might have gaps in the window or smashed windows or window frames that no longer fit.
Even if doors. They fall outside the county, we're not going to cut it off, because we operate outside. We cover Kent, we cover Surrey, we've even got an outlet at Oxford. If it's a worthy winner, we'll look at it, as I said earlier, each one on its merits.
And is it quite simple? You just got to basically just type up a few words.
Give us some background information as to why you think the person who needs that, why they would be a worthy cause, and we'll look at each one and make a decision from there.
Is there up to value, or is it just the job as a whole? So if they live in a house that's got sort of four windows, I don't know who lives in a house like that, probably maybe somebody very small, but it doesn't matter the number of windows or doors.
If you look at the two winners previously on the community side of it, Westcliff Theatre was several windows and entrance doors. Last year with Rain Village Hall, because of the complexity of the door set, it was just a door set combination, albeit quite large. It just depends on that application, but we're not going to restrict it too much.
And can I ask, I'm going to go back to that. Do you have the bifold doors?
Michelle,
Do you have them yourself, Norman? That's what I want to know.
I know when we go off air, Michelle is going to be badgering me for free bifold doors.
But my house, I had French doors. You see, before anybody. So really, for me, it's quite lucky, because I do throw open the doors. Onto the worst garden you've ever seen in your life. But it is horrific. The garden is horrific.
Oh, dear.
So, that's the one thing. When you've got your bifold doors, you've got to have the deck in and walking out, and with your glass of wine.
Of course, you're painting the right scene here again.
I'm just jealous of it. I'm just jealous of anyone who's got that with the garden, with the island.
The whole lot.
I've got a tiny little house, so if I had a bigger house, or an extension,
one day, not too distant future, I can see it now. The island, the glass of red, the bifold doors, the
people
nice
aspire.
Garden.
You go to every single magazine you find out at the moment, which is do with home decor, and that is where. That is what everybody's got.
And then it'll be your turn to send a picture to somebody else.
Yes. Be careful what I said then. So there we go. Loads of products. If you go to your website, you'll be able to find windows, doors, loads of stuff.
Various materials, timber, PVC, aluminium, Yeah, just a completely vast range of.
Have you got any self-clean? By the way, is there self-cleaning windows? Are they, do they exist, or have I been dreaming this?
You haven't been dreaming. We do as an option self-cleaning glass.
Wow.
Which, as you can imagine, in a conservatory roof is hugely popular.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you don't.
And
you
it
don't
does
ever
work. You don't need to clean the glass.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. See? Bifold doors and self-cleaning glass. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can look out onto my horrible garden. Thank you very much for coming in, Norman.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't forget, if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, S-E-H-B-A-C, I can't say my H's today, .com. Have a look there. And don't forget, with this community giveaway, if you do know somebody who's maybe on hard times, has got a house that, you know, got problems with their windows and doors, they can still enter up until the 31st July through the website. You just need to fill in a couple of details and they could be the lucky winner of new doors and windows.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Lovely.
Thank you.
You're laughing at me now because I keep going on about bifold.
Laughing with you. With bifold you, not at you. I've gone